Good morning to you all, and welcome to our worship here on the first Sunday after Advent. The Lord be with you, faithful one, whose word is life. Come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, at the Jordan, you revealed Jesus as your Son. May we recognize him as our Lord and know ourselves to be your beloved children through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came out from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord. So last week when Mark was here with you, it was Epiphany, where we celebrate the Magi, the kings, or the wise people, depending on your choice of translation or words, finding Jesus. Epiphany in the church's calendar It goes through till Candlemas, which is when Jesus is presented at the temple, which we'll celebrate on the 1st of February this year. So there are three Sundays in the season of Epiphany, which is all about the revelation of God to the nations, to all nations, not just the Israelite nation, but to all people in all nations. So it's about God revealing who he is. So a bit like earlier, when we were guessing who people were by revealing things about them, so God reveals who Jesus is in the different encounters we read about in the Bible. So today our gospel reading is where Jesus is baptized by John. But we also had, as Mary read to us, the reading from Isaiah chapter 42, which is speaking about God's servant to the nations. But let's start with Matthew. Up to this point in Matthew's gospel, we have God's plan being revealed to Joseph by an angel. We have shepherds who had multiple angels and God's plan being revealed to them. And the Magi, wise people or kings, had a star revealing that a new king had been born. And what do all these have in common? Is the fact that they knew, even if they didn't understand it completely, that Jesus had been sent by God. He was God's son, and that was his true identity here on earth, as well as probably being known as Jesus, the son of Joseph. God revealed to them in wondrous ways just who Jesus was. And while this Bible reading kind of jumps at us from the visit of the wise people, Magi kings, to Jesus' baptism, which would have been around the age of 30, the connection is because of that revelation of God as to Jesus' true identity. But if we go back for a moment to Isaiah 42, we see that the servant's task in that reading is to perform the worldwide task of revelation, a servant who will bring the truth of God to the world, a servant who will uphold, or that word can be translated as to grip fast, to hold on tightly to God's, to God. A servant who will bring justice and peace, but not through force or loud shouting, but through peace and love. Verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 42 says, Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. At Jesus' baptism, Matthew records the voice from heaven of God saying in verse 17, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. God's voice from heaven could almost have been using Isaiah's words instead, and it wouldn't have sounded out of place if they had. And if God's voice had said, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights." Whereas the announcement of Jesus' true identity in the birth narratives are to individuals or small groups of people, the announcement that we have at Jesus' baptism is to everybody. It would be like putting it on social media for us today. God's voice from heaven names who Jesus is. "This is my son." But that's not all. God also says, "With whom I am well pleased." Well pleased with what? Jesus hasn't done anything yet. We read accounts of his miracles after his baptism and after being in the desert. But nobody apart from Luke records anything between the birth and the presentation to the temple and him being baptized. Luke includes a passage which we strangely had this morning in the BCP service at 8 o'clock, where Jesus stays in the temple at the age of 12 rather than traveling back with his parents after the Passover. But up until this point, we don't have anything else. We don't know anything else about what Jesus has done. There is no record. To be well pleased with someone suggests that you are very happy or satisfied. They are very happy or satisfied with you. Which to me says something about the nature of God in this revelation of who Jesus is in the world. It suggests that we don't actually have to do anything for God to be well pleased with us. We don't have to earn his love. We don't have to perform great acts of faithful living or even miracles for us to be called his children, to be called his beloved, to have those words of, "I am well pleased with this person." So where does that leave us today? Jesus' identity has been revealed to us through John this week and confirmed through the writings of Isaiah. And if we weren't 100% sure who Jesus was, as we make our way through this season of Epiphany, of God revealing himself to us, I wonder if for us it's about noticing God in the everyday things that we do, noticing where God is at work in the lives of those around us here in the village, of our friends, of our family, and seeing how God is revealing himself to us once more at the start of this new year. Amen. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.